sound so stinky at the same time.
Yeah, one, two.
Stinky!
Morgan, that's where you can start it.
And it goes.
There was some new point.
I wanted to say that what you missed while you were over there and what we missed recording because the volume was off was that Lena did fart into that microphone.
So that's really changing topic. Lena did fart in the microphone.
And do I regret it?
No.
Previously on Improv Sucks.
Have you guys ever aqua-dumped?
I've seen a video of it, though, which is honestly worse.
Yeah, yeah.
It's something that our friends are obsessed with. No, it's when you shit in water and, like, you can see it. So it's, like, you shit a leg, you shit, like on a boat, like, while it's going and it, like, comes out. You shit, like, it's, like, airborne or, like, in the water. And I find it absolutely repulsive, but
that's
I know a lot of people
yeah.
were,
yeah.
I just want to pose this question for the listeners. When she was describing that, did your butts kind of get a little loose? Like
wobbly,
were you like,
butt wobbly.
Were
that's
you
how I would describe
yeah.
it.
Yeah. I was like, oh, I'm ready to release. Anytime someone
wobbly wobbly butt, wobbly butt, wobbly butt, wobbly butt, wobbly butt.
We're warmed up.
Everybody's hot. Everybody's good.
Yeah, absolutely. I literally am hot.
We're all high as fuck.
I was high energy.
Yeah.
Good. Bonnie said, "What's wrong with her?" And then she said, "Oh, I forgot. She's sick.
Is she sick?"
We were pretending like Morgan
she's
is
sick.
Ill.
No, she's ill. This is her bucket list.
Oh, that's
to host the mixer.
That's fucked up.
One last time.
That was fucked up.
I'm sorry, Morgan. Does this look natural when I put my hand down?
It doesn't feel natural.
Chaka-chaka-rumba.
I think we're in a weird mood tonight. And I...
Well, I mean, when you create a bunch of comedy with your pals, you gotta be in a goofy zone, right? You gotta get into
the
zone.
Dude. There's the comfort zone.
Yeah.
There's where life happens, and then there's the goofy zone.
Oh.
and then there's
like,
the goofy
yuck.
Goofy
there's
the
goofy movie
with Pauly
zone.
Shore.
The extremely goofy zone.
Yeah, the extreme goofy zone.
With Pauly Shore.
He is.
I am going to do my best to wrangle y'all.
It's not gonna work.
No. It's good. But to also. I hope give tips, pointers, tidbits, things that you all have come to conclusions about the art form that like can be passed on to other people.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, and I say that meaning like this energy, this ideation, this care, this love, this buoyancy of supporting each other's goofs, that's part of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And like, I don't know, is that a natural friendship thing or is that cultivated?
Well, that's what I think that you should never be doing improv with people you don't want to be doing improv with. That's why I don't necessarily agree with like Herald teams as much because I just think the best improv you're going to watch is with people who actually like each other and are having fun. I've never watched a show once with people who've been randomly put on a team and honestly enjoyed it. Like, truly. I think about the teams that I like the most, and they've been playing together for a while because they like to play together for a while, not because they're trying to, like, do what they were told they have to do on stage. That's where I view it.
I think
that's
individual
where,
perspectives are awesome and respected.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think I'm sure there are Herald teams where a lot of people are friends or people get to know each other, but I think my issue with some teams or some, like, the viewpoints of improv is, like, I think we tend to be like, yes, let's just randomly all get together. And while that's awesome, I think if you want to talk about like having the most fun, I truly think it's when you're with people that you want to have fun with.
I think that that like buoyancy that you're talking about, that energy, like I think that comes so naturally in among friends, or at least among this particular group of friends. Like that is something that is natural to us and kind of innate. Mm. And I think that from having that natural experience with these people, I have learned to apply like lessons from that to think so that I can try to get to a point of fun in other situations. It's kind of like how tonight, like there were moments of chaos, and I think that if I didn't already learn from having fun on stage in the past, like that. Sometimes you just have to lean in and like just match that energy, and like that's the only way to like keep going upward, because otherwise my instinct would be to like shut down and pull away or try to just like justify like logically. And there was a point where, because I know, like, if those were just my friends, I would just start doing some like goofy shit, live in the extremely goofy zone. So I just started to lean into that, and it made it more fun to play with a group of strangers, essentially.
Yeah.
There's this old bullshit adage. I don't know if it's bullshit or not, but it's called follow the fun. So yeah. Wherever the fun is, do more of that.
Yeah. I think that
you won't be let down.
Yeah. I think that that's like, I don't know, because I think I've had a lot of fun doing improv with like a random group of people, especially like coming to the mixer like more often within the past year. I feel like there are times when it can be a little like weird and uncomfy to play with like new people that you may not know, but I think that the times I've had the most fun is when everyone is just really excited to be there and is having fun together. I think that's why I like most all of the time have fun playing with Breast Milk, is because at the end of the day, we're just four friends having a good time on stage together. And I think when we're having a lot of fun in a set, the audience is, and I think that that kind of energy is really contagious in a room. So to me, it's all about, like, I don't know, like, why would anyone ever do improv if it wasn't fun for them, you know?
I hear you.
Because I'm kind of like,
I've definitely not had fun doing improv before.
Yes, same. And then after that, I'm like, that is crazy. That was a group of adults playing pretend on stage, which I think is, it's so awesome when it's fun. Yeah. But when it's not fun, you're like, what the fuck did I just do?
Why? Bon John.
No, I was...
Bon Jovi, bitch.
You fart into the microphone.
Bitch.
Okay.
You have something to say.
Flex on it. Give us some knowledge. Yeah.
No, I don't have any knowledge.
You do.
I really don't.
You do.
Yes, you do.
Grazie.
Grazie.
No, I was literally just gonna say, like, when I play with you guys, it feels like we're just playing pretend. And I don't think I've ever like actually listened to a rule of improv. It's just you're just playing pretend like you did when you were a kid, you know?
Yeah.
I'm the queen.
But wait. I want to hyper focus on that and break that shit down, because like there are rules of engagement even if you go back to that. And I love that, like, thinking about it being a 6-year-old kid and you're playing pretend with your friends. There are things in that mindset that go right and go wrong.
Yeah.
You know, absolutely. When you were a 6-year-old playing pretend, when somebody was a fucking dick and was oh, you're like, let's be, you know, let's do this. Yeah. And I'm like, I don't want to do that. You're like, fuck you.
Yeah. There are unwritten rules about having fun.
But I just, I guess I'm.
And that's the thing about y'all's friend group is you have not. You're not just a friend group. You have entered into an unspoken, like, pact or blood, like a blood pact.
Yeah, we did a blood pact.
With our period blood.
In our wet shorts. I wanted to say that into a mic.
You can cut it out.
Bruh.
But that's the thing. It's like, you have agreed we're going to have fun in XYZ way, and we're not going to dunk on each other in the other way.
Yeah.
Right. Just to clear those things. Sorry. No, I think those things that are natural are like those are, in a way, like we're practicing learning a new behavior, and just being able to apply it to a new group or to the next show, like applying that, like follow the fun rule, is a challenge. And it, sometimes the thing is that with you guys, I don't have to even think about applying, but in other circumstances, I have to be like, wait, this isn't working. Now time to problem solve. And I have to like use logic to get to following the fun. But sometimes it's just so natural, and that's the best.
I was going to say, just to clarify, don't hate the IO Herald teams. I was just saying. I was just gonna hop on that and say I just would argue that the best sets we've ever had are the ones where we're following zero rules. They're ones where maybe we start out arguing, but we're so like on board with it. Yeah. And even if there's a moment where we're kind of disagreeing, I think it's just when we throw out the rules. I truly don't believe, I think the only rule we try to, that we really follow is like, maybe respect.
Let everybody and like, talk.
That's yeah. it. Yeah.
And
yeah,
also I, not negating
I would
other
say
people.
A lesson that I learned just like with performing with you guys so much has been like that, like we are always following a rule.
Yes.
But
there's
you
always
can
something
throw every rule out the window mm-hmm. if you're following one of
that's
them.
That's what, yeah.
It's sort of like how you can always go back to the game or whatever.
Yeah.
There must be some level of agreement to do whatever X is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If we agree to do whatever X is, you can define what that is.
Mm-hmm.
If you agree to that, there are no rules except for that one golden rule.
Mm-hmm.
Do what we're all doing right now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I also just think we just feel safe. I think that's why I'm so big on choosing your teams, because I think that avoids not feeling safe, and I think not feeling stupid around the people. And I think that's the number one rule in comedy, and what makes you funny is if you're not worried about looking stupid or being stupid. Because I think that's something that I can see when someone is like not, or they're really like trying to not look dumb, and those are the least funny people, because you can't go through the process of trying to be a comedian without being scared of looking stupid, and when you're with your friends, you're not even thinking about that, or when you're with people that you feel safe with, you're not thinking about that. And I just think when you get to choose your team, like we started on a team that happened organically, and then we morphed off, and I think that we have that extra layer of safety, like that double choice.
Mm-hmm.
Like we got to choose each other twice.
Yeah.
I hope that you can all learn how to feel that safety as individuals in every context that you walk through the world with.
Mm-hmm.
I hope so.
Yeah. And I think that
because
having
if you can walk through it with that, you'll be able to perform like that in every situation.
Right.
Yeah.
I think that having the opportunity to have that like trust and safety in a group at all, like consistently, is it puts us like, it's helped me socially
so much,
you know, like you can become a much more independent person when you have people that you vibe with, because then you're like, oh, this is how you vibe. Like
people that live the longest in lives in the world generically have good social circles behind them where they feel supported, loved, and encouraged.
Well, if you don't have that at all, it's really sad.
So you're telling me I'm gonna live forever?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, because you are so loved.
I am so blessed and loved. I'm gonna live for fucking ever, and if I die before, then I'm gonna, even though I'm so sick right now, my body is pointing a Glock at me.
But no, that's what I like about it. It's not just, and this is why I think we've moved into different elements of like not just improv, is because it's like I just think we use each other's like support and love as friends through everything we do individually. Like,
I would agree we use each other.
Well, yeah.
We absolutely use each other.
Yeah, we use each other.
Use, abuse, snooze.
dispose your hose. Oh my God. Yeah. I'm so sorry.
It's hard. I think a big part of the process of for everybody doing creative work is just sort of learning who they want to work with and why. And like, I love ensemble work because I know that I have strengths and I also have weaknesses.
Mm-hmm.
And if we can all identify what those are, you two have the same shoes.
Yes, they do. I copied Bonnie.
Fuck yeah.
They were on sale.
But
they were on sale.
Hell yeah. You learn that, and like, as long as everybody's into that and okay with it, then you can really flourish.
Yeah.
I think you all, to kind of go back to what Bonnie was saying, really, ultimately, it's like, I think you know each other's strengths and weaknesses.
Mm-hmm.
You accept them and you apply them, and you know the line where abuse and use, you know how to tiptoe that very, very well.
Mm-hmm.
The folks that I know who have ascended in an ensemble manner we're able to do that very, very well. And to me, that's the most exciting thing about improvisation as an idea, as a philosophy, is that people support each other's ideas and they get on the same page and they know how to help each other out.
Right.
Boom.
And we're like,
I think you do that way the best.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I think that's what I was going to say. I think we're all very different players too.
Yeah.
I think we have that same, we're on the same page. But I would argue that all of us are super different and all of our strengths and weaknesses are different.
I think that we're able to like match each other's energies. I know that's something that I talked about tonight at the workshop, but like I think that's really important because it's so boring. Like it's not, I mean, it's not boring to watch like similar characters, but I think it does kind of get stale. And like since we do a mono scene every time, we're able to really live in a character and like develop it more. So I really enjoy when we're very different people, but for some reason, we're all here together and we're having fun together. And so being at a similar energy level and having the same intensity in our own characters is, that's like one of the most fun things for me. Is like, I remember there was a set recently where like Bonnie and Lena just started physically fighting.
Oh, so many times. Yeah.
And I was like, I was like, I'm not going to do that. But
that was also an example of like genuinely like it wasn't even like a lag. Because I think that we keep our sets like going somehow.
Yeah,
I don't
but it was this point where it was like we had nothing really to like talk about. We'd sort of talked ourselves into a corner, and then Bonnie and Lena just like physically attacked each other, and I was like, "This is a solution to the problem we just crossed."
Also, like when I run out of like when I've got nothing left, I just start fighting or like, I get on all fours.
Yeah,
and it's usually we saw tonight.
And that's how we know Bonnie's level tonight, which is crazy.
Yeah. But also, that's how we know Bonnie is tired. She will drop to her knees, and I love it.
Well, if Bonnie ever is on the ground in an improv set, she will not get
up unless you force her to.
Yeah. That's something I like.
It's so hard.
Something I really like, just thinking about that fighting thing made me realize, like, I think that each of us is such a different improviser. I think that, well, Morgan and I think tend to be like more logical and like, I don't know. They talk about like the head, the heart, and the
wild factor.
I think that's something really fun is like knowing, like being on a small team where you can know, you know how someone might respond to something. Like I know that Bonnie is a very spontaneous improviser. I also know that Lena is the type of improviser that will just like be on board with literally anything you put out. And then, you know, it's just like a very cool thing to get to know
that stuff.
Your teammates and to not like it's boring and predictable, but that you can like count on them to be there.
Yeah. Also, like it's the type of thing that sort of just naturally evolves. Like it's not like we ever sat down and we were like, okay, who's the X? Like, because I don't think that that's really how it works either. Because we're also very multifaceted, each of us. But like, but it is cool to just trust that like we're gonna fill in those blanks with each other.
Yeah.
You've experienced and grown so much together as a friend on the outside looking into y'all's relationship. I've known y'all for a long time.
Four years.
Right? But like, you all really didn't know each other. Sorry. When I...
Is that a rat?
It's a rat.
Oh, shit, we gotta go.
Well, fun fact, I had to... me and Bill Meinke, like 3 years ago, had to take a rat, dead rat out of here. Sorry, that was just fact. Maybe I shouldn't have meant to bleep that out. Morgan, bleep it out.
I'm gonna bleep the first half of this.
Anyways, Kevin was about to say something really lovely.
Really beautiful.
Oh, man. What was it now?
It was that our friendship has evolved for four years. We didn't know each other.
You've grown together. And like when I look back at the people that I've known and enjoyed performing with and creating with over the years the most with, we worked through it together. We were learning at the same time. and you forge this like weird warlike in the trenches bond that you understand each other just by shooting each other a look. And that takes a long time to find. It's really cool. Mm-hmm. You guys have that. It's really fucking cool.
Thank you.
Thanks, Kevin.
Thanks. Yeah, it's like Bonnie Thanks, gives you that look and her eyes drop, and then you know you have 0.1 second until she like bites her hand and yeah. comes launches at me.
You're like, oh shit, it's about to go
she's
down.
Like, launch, oh, and I'm it's, here
it's like when Lena gives you that look and then she farts into the microphone.
So does everybody have a look? Everybody has a look?
Do we?
And what does that look mean? Truthfully, I
Sarah's think. Is oh. definitely a right before the set starts. I think she has a moment where in her head she's like, duet. I just think that Sarah plays some low status characters all the time, and I like to watch her in her head. This is really nerdy and stupid, but here it is.
No,
I watch your eyes drop, and I can tell if you're about to be really deep or if you're about to go for, oh my guys. Because you'll do a, and I like watch you shift, and that's how I know what to do. Or, like, if we're going to be Southern, because if Sarah's going to be Southern, I'm going to be Southern.
If any of us are Southern, we can't help it. Yeah. We will all be Southern.
Yeah.
And maybe yep. one of us will be British.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it will be Morgan.
Oh, yeah.
No, Lena jumps into the actually, British
yeah.
tap dancer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true. There was, like, a set we had one time that was not one of our best sets, and I remember that Lena, in the middle of it, she started...
Phone drop.
She started to tap dance as this like orphan, this like British orphan, and it really cracked me
and
up.
And it was a bad set?
It wasn't a great set.
No, it was not a great set.
Because of the tap dance?
No, you were saving it.
You were single-handedly saving that set.
Yeah.
If somebody is tap dancing as a small British child, I know they're working so hard to do something good.
Yeah. Well, that's something I think we do that is important guns. Is like, I feel like an easy thing to, and I know I did this early on, was like, wow, the audience sucked out there. And I think that's something we fall into when we start out improvising. And then realizing, like, the audience is there. They paid money to be there. So I think we sometimes cater to them. Mm-hmm. Like, within our first line, we can pretty much tell what vibe they're giving off.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when those drunk ladies were at that show we did a while back, mm-hmm. and they started going, yes, girls, or whatever. Yeah. I feel like that gave us the cue of, like, how can we tailor this? So I think we do a good job with tailoring to the audience and while still having fun and staying true mm-hmm. to ourselves. I think that's something important that some people forget about.
Yeah.
That's a true entertainer mentality. I'm here to entertain these people mm-hmm. that are set in front mm-hmm. of me.
Also that
how
you,
do I give them what they want?
You mm-hmm. can cool. win them over. Like, oh, you yeah. can manipulate. They're very malleable,
mm-hmm.
especially for the first moments of something like an improv
mm-hmm.
set.
Mm-hmm.
You definitely can own whatever that voice is that you all have. You do it well. You never get the waters well. Anyway, Bonnie's tired. Can we go?
Bonnie,
what do you want to say? What do you want to say before we go?
Any last words?
I want to say fuck you.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Who are you talking to?
Do you want
to
say
who are you talking
to? Friends?
To your fans? Who are you talking to?
This one's to my fans. Fuck you, go fuck yourself. I'd rather fucking you know.
Bye, good night. Good night.
Improv Sucks is recorded live every Monday in the heart of Boys Town, Chicago, USA, at The Mixer. The Mixer is a hyper-inclusive improv workshop and jam. Every week, we find some of Chicago's finest performers to teach a workshop and improvise right along with you. Come on by the Playground Theater on Monday nights at 10 p.m. to join in on the fun. Many thanks to the people who helped make the show, Morgan for editing and co-hosting, Faraz for all of his help producing the show. Big props to the Nerdalogs for technical production and website hosting. This show really wouldn't be possible without them. All of their shows are supported by great people like yourself on Patreon. Seriously, if you love independent media, consider tossing them a buck a month. If everyone that listened chipped in, they'd be able to support more shows just like this one. Thanks.
Wait, somebody farted in. stepped into the circle and I was like, my eyes were watering. I do not have a good sense of smell.
Yeah, you don't.
And it floored me.
It makes me wonder.
I was like, somebody shit their pants.
No, no, here's my question.
It's awful. And that's okay. Yeah, no. I've been there. I've been the culprit. And I've been on both sides.
And my thought is I have an external ear infection. Is in my ear.
Wait, what?